Praised be Jesus Christ. We are presently in the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Father Charbel alluded to in his homily that God can be present to us in several different ways. When we pray, he can be present to us when we're in a state of grace, when the Holy Trinity dwells within our soul. He can be present to us through his signature, if you will, on creation itself. But in no other place is he as present to us, as tangibly, as he is now in the Blessed Sacrament. The Blessed Sacrament is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the second person of the Holy Trinity of Jesus Christ. And therefore, the entire God is here before us, hidden under the veil of bread on our altars, waiting to be loved. Before him, we need to do several things. We need to acknowledge his presence. And then we need to put into practice what are called the four ends of prayer. We need to adore him by acknowledging his presence, by acknowledging his reality, that this is God before us. Then clearly we should be adoring him if he is truly God, of which he is. We need to also ask him for what we need. We need to petition him, because again, if he is God, the creator of heaven and earth, if he is all-knowing, all-powerful, then all our petitions ultimately should lead to him. We should also make an act of what is called oblation, an act of sacrifice, because all prayer is also an act of sacrifice. We sacrifice our time, we sacrifice our intellect, we sacrifice our will, our attention. This is a very important part of prayer, and a part that shouldn't be forgotten, especially in those times when prayer really is difficult. It's because prayer really is a sacrifice, an oblation. And finally, we must remember to make acts of thanksgiving for all that God does for us, and God does everything for us. Obviously, well, it should be obvious that without him, we would not be. But because we are, because what we are and that we are is from him, then we owe him these four things: his thanksgiving, oblation, petition, and adoration. We are in Advent again, as Father Charbel alluded to in his homily, Advent being a time of waiting. But it's not only waiting, it's a time of preparation. We need to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus. And just as Saint Joseph prepared the stable for the birth of our Lord, then we also need to prepare our hearts, which unfortunately our hearts are often stables and worse than stables. We need to prepare our hearts that we may receive our Lord as worthily as possible as Christmas, or as Padre Pio once said, as the least unworthy possible. And how do we do that? How do we prepare ourselves this Advent for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same Jesus who is now upon this altar in front of us, same baby that was born there in Bethlehem, and the same man who's crucified in Jerusalem is the same Lord which is here on the altar. Now, during Advent, Advent is another Lent. So it's a time when we make special acts of penance with fasting or abstinence from certain things, normally edible things. And if we can't do anything great, if we can't live on bread and water for the whole of Advent because we have hard work to do, or of our health, or just because it's not really practical for the majority of us, then we can do at least little things to prepare ourselves for the coming of a Christ this Christmas. Little things like little self-sacrifices, even the smallest of things. You take sugar in your coffee for the whole of Lent, don't put sugar in your coffee. You like a glass of wine with your meal, drink wine only on Sundays, etc. There are many, many little things that we can do. Your favorite program on TV, don't watch it. Go and pray a decade of the rosary, or a whole rosary instead. It takes the same amount of time and you'll receive much more fruit from it. And the point of all these sacrifices and these penances that we do is what? That we may be detached from ourselves and therefore be more easily attached to Christ. Now this is in preparation for Christmas I'm talking about, but it is not just for Christmas, because Jesus Christ comes to us every time we receive the Eucharist. Comes to us in the most sublime way. As I said at the beginning, it's his body and blood, his soul and divinity. It is the entire Christ that comes to us in the Eucharist. And how are we preparing ourselves? Are we cleaning out the stable of our hearts? Are we mucking it out? Are we cleaning all the dirt and refuse of the animals that unfortunately are often there? And if we're not, then we have to start doing that. Now you're all here, I might just be preaching to the choir because you do believe these things. But none of us, up to this point, have reached the height of sanctity that God asks of each one of us. We need to continue to purify ourselves. Advent, is a perfect time to do it. Lent also. It's a perfect opportunity because there are extra graces to help us. We need to clean out the barn of our heart first and foremost through these penances, which I've mentioned, but even before that, through the sacrament of penance, confession. It is there where our souls will be cleaned, will be washed, will be made new. And that is what we want. Just as you would never want to put a newborn baby in a dirty old barn, how much more should you detest the idea of putting our Lord Jesus Christ in a heart which is full of sin, which is lacking love and grace and peace, and all those things which God wishes us to have and wishes to give us if only we will cooperate and say yes to him. It is time then this Lent to make this Lent unlike any other Lent we've made. This Lent has to be different because this Advent might just be the last one that we live. We might not even see Christmas, we hope we do. But we need to put our good resolutions into action. We need to put what we know as truth and act it out. It's not enough just to know it, but we have to live it. The best way to do that is all these things which I've said, and then about 1,000 other things you could do as well. But these are the most important. Sacramental confession. And after sacramental confession, or rather when you're in a state of grace, to frequently receive our Lord. That's another great thing you can do during Advent. If you go to Mass on Sunday, and I'm sure you all do, it's the minimum that we are asked to do by our Lord, then maybe you can go to Mass during the week, at least once more. And if you're already going once or twice, maybe you can go every day. And if you're going every day, the church even allows you to go twice a day. Maybe on a Sunday. Maybe, who knows. It is possible. You can receive our Lord twice a day in the Eucharist. The second time has to be within the context of the Holy Mass. Because if God is God, and if the Eucharist is God, and if the Eucharist gives us all graces, infinite amount of graces, then why are we not so generous? It almost seems ridiculous to say that we have to be generous in order to receive him. Him who is so generous to give us 100% of himself. He couldn't give us more because it is all him here in the Eucharist. Let us then examine ourselves. and see if we have been faithful to the graces and gifts that God has given us. And the most sublime of gifts is this here on our altar, is He who is here on our altar, our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Let us pray to Our Lady that we may have the grace to understand and to know Him all the better, and that we may have in our hearts a desire to receive Him ever more frequently. Some of the saints would have gladly died in order to receive our Lord more, often. We live in another time when the Church sees our great need for extra grace and has given us the opportunity to receive not once but twice a day, if we should have the opportunity, but at least once a day. Let us not waste this opportunity of grace in Lent and at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, with the Blessed Sacrament, with our Lord who so desires to be with us and to be in our hearts and to fix us up, that is, to heal our wounds, to comfort us, to give us peace, to do all those things that we want but that we search for in all the wrong places. Our Blessed Lady, the Mediatrix of all graces, the Mother of the Eucharist, desires to obtain for us the graces necessary for all these things. Let us not forget to ask her for these things, because if we can have these things, if we can have the greatest desire possible for the Eucharist, then we have all. There is nothing else in the world that we need. And in doing so, we will live heaven on earth. It doesn't mean we will live the kind of heaven without pains and sufferings and that ignorance that comes from the effects of original sin. But it does mean that we will be living in a close union with God, so that when the time comes for Judgment Day, and it will come, we won't be afraid, because it will just be a transition from living in union with God in this life to living in union with God forever in the next life. We pray to our Blessed Mother once more. We pray with all our hearts, and we as we pray for that will and desire to love our Lord with our entire being. Let us pray even that we may love Him until death, that is, to shed our blood for Him who shed His blood to the last drop for us, He who had done no sin, and we who have done many, unfortunately. Let us not be afraid, and let us take great confidence in the fact that Jesus wants us even more than we do. Let us put our entire lives into the heart of Our Lady, that she may place us into the heart of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.